And we're very lucky to have Renee from Pet Focus in the studio with us. They're brand new digs, just been there a couple of weeks, much bigger than the old location, but just up the road, Wagga Road in Lavington, just next to KFC, and we're going to be there, Lou, for the grand opening on Saturday.
We are, from 9 till 12. Now, we talked to you, Renee, about the odd things that, pets do to get them to have to go to the vet, eat things. Mm. What about rolling in things and stuff? Is any of that, can any of that be dangerous?
Well, it is grass seed season.
Yes. Wow. Is that dangerous?
Yes.
Yeah, you know
so
that.
So they can
know all about it.
8 times at the vet you racked up.
In the ears.
Now,
shocking.
We asked for a story on 13 27 10, a kind of crazy, unusual reason why your pet had to go to the vet. I think we've got a beauty here, Lou. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jen, what pet and what did the pet do?
It was my cat several years ago. She liked to get into little tight places.
Yeah.
I was stacking the dishwasher one day and I had to go to the cupboard to get the detergent. And while I was doing that, she snuck in the back of the dishwasher. So then I just closed it up, of course, and set it off. And I left the house. But thankfully, my daughter was home with my dog. And the dog alerted my daughter that there was something going on in the dishwasher.
Your cat went through a cycle.
Was in the dishwasher.
She went through the rinse cycle, yes. A little bit of the wash.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
So I'm guessing if she... So your daughter obviously let her out before the detergent and everything started, because it does the water thing first, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. She did get a little bit of detergent on her, and I had to take it to the vet, because it got in her eye.
Oh, baby.
She was all right, though.
Yeah, I still have the cat.
Oh, great. Have you heard one like that, Renee?
Well, I'm just wondering whether she's done it since, Jen. Has she climbed back into the dishwasher since?
No, never in the dishwasher.
No. Clever cat.
And she almost went to the tip in a box.
Jeez, really? So they love getting into tight spaces, don't they? It's crazy.
They do.
Oh, that's a great
that
reason
is
to go to
an absolute
vet.
Ripper.
Oh, that's brilliant. You've got yourself the prize this morning,
Walter. Yeah, congratulations. So you can go and check out the brand new Pet Focus and take your cat. What's your cat's name?
Cleo.
Oh, well, you can take Cleo along for a free health check and vaccination. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Just hang on the line there and we'll get your details in a tick. It's funny, just about the dishwasher, I remember seeing one on YouTube because, Renee, I'm addicted to watching cat videos on YouTube.
He can't help himself.
And there was one where the cat got into the front-loading washing machine and it survived. It went through the whole cycle.
Oh, my gosh. How did it survive? You know how it would have survived? Front-loaders don't fill up with water.
Correct.
That would have been the only way it survived. It wouldn't have drowned because each time it went around, its little head would have been above water.
Oh, Lou, imagine the spin cycle.
Oh, don't even.
I mean, that's the worst bit, isn't it?
But it survived and it was fine. We're going to really enjoy the Pet Focus grand opening. Our mate Stevie Bowen's going to be there as well and we're there from 9 to 12. Morning, Steve.
Oh, morning.
He's been sitting silently in the background.
I just think there's a new thing you've just invented now, a cat wash.
Yeah.
Buy a heap of dishwashers and make it into a cat wash.
Well, thank goodness we've got the cat hospital.
Yeah, there
which
you
is
go.
Separate from the rest of the clinic.
Yeah, and we'll find out all about that on Saturday morning. It's a vet hospital with all separate entrances and areas. Fantastic.
Right.
Renee from Pet Focus, thanks for dropping in and sharing some animal stories.
Thanks
we'll see
for
you Saturday.
Thanks, Matt.